One of the changes that you'll hear perhaps a little bit more of is kind of some of the shifting that we're doing with children and youth. So we have about 10 or 11 youth. That would be sixth grade and above. And so we're going to try to form a youth group. Now, what I have heard time and time again from some of you is, I remember way back when there was a youth group. Well, guess what? The youth group is getting back together. So we're going to try to connect kids with the faith in like a warm, welcoming environment. After the worship service, during the coffee hour for about 30 minutes or so, Tammy Foster is just going to spend time with them, talking with them. What did you see? What did you hear? What did you experience? Let's talk about our faith. We all need the ability to do that, right? And so we're providing that for the youth. So it's not a classroom setting. They're going to be joining us 52 weeks of the year in the worship service. So you're going to see our youth participate like many of you volunteer with ushering and other things. And so I'm really excited about that. And then also when I became a believer, I didn't grow up going to church, but when I finally started going to church in high school, the church invested in the youth ministry. So it was there once a week, every week that I was discipled and I grew in my knowledge and appreciation of Jesus Christ. And I think that every one of us want to offer that same opportunity for our youth. And then another change that we're making is, and thank you to Tammy Foster. I didn't have to twist her arm. Okay. She loves, and these kids connect so well with her. So Tammy, thank you very much for being a part of our kids' lives. And then, what we're doing with fifth grade and above is that they're going to join me on the steps, like they're going to do in a few moments. And they're going to go to like a big class meeting where there's going to be craft, story, and a song. And so for them, there's a small change, but not that great of a change. But ultimately, what we want to do is to connect the ministry on Sunday morning to our nursery school family so that we can meet the needs of their kids. And then to also connect vacation Bible school families so that we can say to them, clearly and concisely and compellingly, this is what your kids will experience. If they loved vacation Bible school, if they love their teacher, and they always do, then they're going to love our Sunday morning ministry. So that's kind of what's happening, and that's why I'm excited. That's why I want you to come to the congregational meeting, because I believe that you're going to start to see kind of what God is up to in this place. And so, kids, fifth grade and younger, I'll meet you on the steps.
Hey, Vibe. Hey, Mike. Oh, thank you. All right, so I'm going to tell you a story, okay? It's a story about Jesus. So, now you're in fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
And you're in fifth grade, I know that. So you can count to 10, right? It's pretty easy, 5, 10. So this is a story about 10 people. They had leprosy. Have you ever heard that word before? Leprosy? Yeah. So it's a skin disease, and it could be passed from like one person to the other. And so in Jesus's time, they didn't have the medicine that we have. And so if someone, hey, come on in. So we're going to talk about 10 people who had a conversation with Jesus, okay? All right. So these 10 people were very sick. And in that time, if you had this disease, then you couldn't live with your family anymore. Isn't that sad to think about? Isn't that sad to think about? As a dad, that makes me sad. If I had a disease where someone said, you can no longer go home or have breakfast and pancakes with your family, like that would make me very, very sad. So sometimes these sick people would live together in like small little colonies or small little towns. And so 10 of them get together and they go, all 10 of them, to Jesus. And they say, hey, Jesus, could you make us better so that we could go home to our families? And Jesus said, absolutely. So Jesus counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And he says, okay, you can go. And the Bible says that as they were going, one of the people looked down and said, I don't have leprosy anymore. And the other one looked and said, me either. And the others, because if you had this skin disease, you would have to wear a lot of bandages. So you can imagine them just like unwrapping it off and they're looking at their hands and all the spots are gone. I'm like, well, what about my legs? What about my chest? It's all gone. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And they all went. And do you know how many came back and thanked Jesus? How many?
One.
Nine went. That's right. One came back and said, thank you. Think about that. 10 have this wonderful thing given to them, and one goes back. And I wonder what that story is trying to teach us. That we should be thankful, right? So it's really good to name things that you're thankful for. So, is there something you're thankful for that you would like to talk about? Are you thankful for the start of school and your teachers? Well, I'm thankful that you're here and that we're together, okay? So we're going to learn from that story and we're going to give God thanks right now, okay? So let's bow our heads and let's pray. Thank you, God, for beautiful music and for friends and family that bring us to church, who greet us, who are happy when they see us. Thank you for Pastor Dave and so many others who have served this church. Thank you for our choir, for our family, and for our friends. And thank you so much for Jesus, that Jesus shows us just how loving you are. And so I pray for my friends here that they would have a wonderful time in their classroom today. And thank you for their teachers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Mrs. Elder is going to meet you right over there. So I'll see you later. I'll see you after church.